I had a chat with my buddy Ron Cantaveros of the Filipino Journal earlier, who is helping out with the Filipino Heritage Night with the Jets tomorrow, November 8th. And here's a little bit about what's going to be going on if you're heading to the game or something to look out for while you're watching.
Tyler.
How's it going, buddy?
Good, you?
Good, man. You have a chance to chat with me for a bit?
I absolutely do.
What can we expect at the Jets game tomorrow?
A lot of excitement. A lot of curious onlookers for the Filipino Heritage warm-up jerseys, for the choir, for everything and anything that has to do with the game.
And in terms of those warm-up jerseys, I don't think a lot of people know the history of how Genaro De Leon was able to meld a lot of the Philippine culture into the jersey. Can you tell us a little bit about the behind the scenes, or what exactly to look for in the jersey, or the logo at least?
Well, it definitely has all elements of the Winnipeg Jets logo. Genaro and Mark Gomez from the Jets, who's also another Filipino graphic designer that was collaborating on the project. Essentially, they sat down together and decided what they're going to come up with. They came up with a fantastic logo that blew everybody away with, you know, the Philippine rays of the sun, the stars, the color, the vibrancy of the logo as well, just to, again, emphasize the vibrant and festive colors that we have in the Philippines.
I do want to ask, how many T-shirts and sweaters do you have of your own with the new Jets logo, the Philippine Jets one?
Well, I at least have one hoodie and one T-shirt.
But For now.
For now. Yeah, it was an exciting unveiling of the logo. And when the merchandise came out at the Jets store, I was pleasantly surprised. In fact, a lot of people were surprised to see it well before the game. So over the weekend, there were many of my friends and other curious and excited people that were making it to the Jets gear store. And I do know that there's at least one hoodie and one T-shirt that's on the way to the Philippines as we speak.
I didn't know that, actually. Really?
Well, I'm sure if there's more demand, the Jets gear store will have more than enough inventory to handle the demand. And again, this is just the beginning. So we'll probably see a lot more merchandise as things progress. But for now, to get apparel for the game, it was T-shirts and hoodies.
Rod, can you actually believe that this is happening? Like, this is crazy. You and I are both big Jets fans, and we're both Filipinos. Did you ever think that this collaboration were able to be possible?
I think it was possible. It was, you know, I think it was just a matter of time. When you have, the first 10 years of the Jets was pretty chaotic. The season ticket holders scooped up all the tickets and how many minutes? 5 minutes?
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, now it's been about a decade. And again, the Filipino community has grown to love the Jets, especially in their playoff run a couple of years ago. You know, the excitement that we see, let's say, Manny Pacquiao fights, and we saw that during the Jets run in 2018, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you have your titas and uncles jumping on the floor, it's like, oh my God, I'm going to Blake Wheeler or Mark Shifley. You know, like, oh my gosh, this is my tita speaking.
That's so true. In terms of the Filipino community, who are we going to expect in terms of maybe the puck drop, in terms of the performances, even the pregame at the concourse? What are we expecting?
Well, there's a lot of things. How much time do I have? But for the puck drop, we have three Filipino community leaders, Manny Aranyas from the PBA, Ida Champagne from the Manitoba Filipino Street Festival. Very notable community leader for many reasons, including that organization. Mm-hmm. My father for the Filipino Journal.
Yep.
And we also have Ron Kylo. He's a grade 12 student at St. Paul's High School. He was actually an alumni of the Winnipeg Jets Hockey Academy.
Oh, cool.
So tried and true opportunity for, again, lots of Filipinos to be part of the growing sport of hockey, or to help grow hockey within the Filipino community. He's just one example. And we have James McAreg. He's going to be the Scotiabank skater. He's a Filipino based out of Morden that's been invited to participate in the game. Dante Aviso with 22, I believe, of the members of the music choir from the Philippine Canadian Center of Manitoba. Mm-hmm. They're going to be belting out the Canadian and U.S. national anthems. And they've got a few other surprises throughout the night. I think they're going to be performing in one of the intermissions. And we have our media comrade, compare,
yep.
Chester Pangan with the other in-game Jets host during the game. What else? And then we have DJs all across the concourse during the game, in between intermissions. Beverly Wynn, she'll be singing a few songs at one of the intermissions. I think it's the second intermission. The list goes on and on. Oh, there's going to be a Filipino Jets-inspired jumbo jet dog.
Oh, cool. Yes. Can we talk about this? Because this is what I was going to say for last, because everybody loves the Filipino food. How are we implementing Filipino cuisine, but with the Jets touch to it?
Oh, there is going to be obviously there's lumpia, there's going to be a chicken adobo bowl, pork skewers, what else? We have chicken and asal and the jumbo jets dog, which is with battered shrimp, sweet and sour drizzle, fried onions, and pickled jalapenos.
People got to come on an empty stomach to this Jets game.
I think that's the case for most Jets games, especially if you have one jumbo jet dog and a beer, like, you're full.
But now you add the Filipino food on top of that, you're going to be really, really full, I think.
Exactly.
Rod, I appreciate you swinging by and chatting with me about Philippine Jets night tomorrow, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, it's going to be exciting. I'm excited for tomorrow, I'm excited for the fans, and I'm excited for the Jets to wear those special warm-up jerseys. It's going to be a special night.
Absolutely. Hey, I appreciate you and appreciate everything you're doing with the Filipino community here.
Oh, you're welcome. You too.